From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The average age of members of the American Contract Bridge League is 64. That's the average. Tom Watson, who's playing golf with the seniors this week in England, would be a kid at this year's Summer Bridge Championships in Washington. So our next guest is an unusual commodity, a young bridge player, and a successful one. He and his partner were 2008 winners of the National 99ers event. Stephen Drudge of McLean, Virginia, welcome.
Thank you.
How young are you?
I'm 18 years old.
And just finished with high school.
Correct.
How long have you been playing bridge?
I've been playing for about 2.5 years now, maybe.
And how did it start?
It started because I went to a magnet school, Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology. We have an unusually long bus ride because of that. And being a bunch of nerds and having nothing to do on the bus naturally leads to something nerdy to do on the bus, which was bridge.
So a byproduct of attending a school some distance away was learning to play bridge to kill the time in the bus ride.
Yes.
You need a partner. Bridge is a game of partners, so you had to find somebody equally bored in the bus ride?
Well, actually, the bus ride is fairly low-level party bridge, but I was in, both Andrew and I, my partner, we were in the same computer science class, and we were the only two sophomores in there. We were often ahead of the curriculum, and we decided that we would use our free time to learn bridge.
This is Andrew Rodriguez.
Correct.
I read that you permitted him or convinced him to stop paying attention in class as a result.
Well, that's a little facetious. Basically, the curriculum you could get up to 2 weeks ahead most of the time, and so we were always about 2 weeks ahead, and we would use our free time to learn bridge.
How involved in bridge did you get? Did you read bridge books and read bridge columns in the paper?
I didn't start off reading a lot of bridge books. I read a lot more on the internet, which is harder to piece together because it's not coherent and well explained, but I think that actually helps you learn if you have to figure it out yourself to some degree.
Bridge can be, I'm speaking a little bit from personal experience, bridge can be one of the great time consumers of young people. Do you find that it's addictive and that long nights disappear into games of bridge?
They have very many times. A lot of times when we sit down at the table, people warn us that they almost dropped out of college from the game, but so far we're doing all right.
Okay. Well, when you went up to Boston, or thinking ahead to this week in Washington, if you walk into a room and there are dozens and dozens of people, and a lot of them are as old as your grandparents, do you feel at all, awkward or out of place, or do you feel, they're bridge players, I'm bridge player?
It doesn't seem awkward at all. You eventually start to get maybe a little bit tired of hearing, it's so great to hear, see young people playing all the time. But people are generally fairly nice. There are a few people who are not, but that's been taken care of more in recent years due to the zero tolerance policy. So
zero tolerance of?
Just bad behavior in general.
All right. What are your ambitions for this week in Washington at the Summer Championships?
I think I'm going to go into it the same way I did with the Boston one, which is just I'll play to have fun and see what happens.
Well, good luck to you. I hope you repeat as a winner, and it's very nice of you to come in and talk to us.
Thank you.
That's 18-year-old Stephen Drudge, bridge player of McLean, Virginia.